The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service by the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. Now, here's today's show.
Welcome, nonprofit community. How exciting it is that we have another great show with two beautiful ladies here to talk about Friday Kids Pack. I really first want to talk about thanking Spirit of Giving Network for allowing us to have this great opportunity to share the great works of Broward County and Palm Beach County nonprofits that we might not have heard about but are doing this great work behind the scenes, and we need to know more about them. And I'm Kara Zimmerman with the radio show Forum for Nonprofits. I hope this excites you and gets you on the edge of your seat, and a perfect time of year to have this organization come and speak to us with the holidays. So we want to welcome Nancy May. She's the president. And we have Sharon Edelman, who's the corporate, huge corporate sponsor and longtime friend of Nancy. So thank you, ladies, so much for joining us. For the Friday Kids Pack organization.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Oh, it's great to see you. Tell us about this. How did it get started? What's going on with this program?
Well, here's how it got started. One day I met a homeless family, and in my mind, I stereotypically imagined what the homeless looks like here in Broward County. We see them. We see them on the park benches. We see them pushing their shopping carts. We see them as, you know, sometimes drug addicts. We all have our preconceived ideas of what the homeless looks like in Broward County, and there is that big population. What I didn't expect to see was a family, well-dressed, nice car, cell phone, and the whole family was living out of their vehicle. I didn't know how to respond to that, and I happened to be putting groceries in this family's car when I realized that I could see that their belongings and the way they slept and the way they took care of themselves was out of their vehicle. And this little girl, she was so cute. She was about 6 years of age, and she could have been my daughter. She had long blonde hair, blue eyes. She was wearing a school uniform, and I would have never in a million years picked them out to be homeless. I just wouldn't have. And so I was dumbfounded by that. Bit surprised. And so because I'm so easy to talk to, I simply looked at the mom and I asked her, I said, can you share your story with me? I don't want to exploit you, but I don't understand this. And she said that they had fallen on hard times. It was a family, mom and dad, and they had four children. And he was starting this new job, and his job went belly up. And so they then started sleeping at grandma's house. And one thing led to another, to the point where grandma passes away. They don't have a place to stay. And they started to learn how to squat in empty houses, running electrical lines from other people's places, using a 5-gallon trash can, bucket to flush their toilets. That's how they were bathing. The husband was getting day work, and if he could pull together a couple $100s, then he would treat the family and they would stay in a hotel. They could have air conditioning, they could take their shower, they could bathe, they could do whatever. But the consistency part of their life is the children are required to be in school. So the children are dressed in their school uniform. The children are taught to hide this as a secret, because from what I understand and what I've been told, I, as an adult, can sleep in my car. That's not an issue. If I'm sleeping in a car and I have my children sleeping in the car with me, that is illegal. And my children can be taken from me. Even if I'm a great mom, my children can be taken from me. And so because of that, our society has hidden this. Nobody talks about it, but it's there. The people that know about it are the guidance counselors in our public schools. And so these children usually qualify for free. Well, actually, they do qualify for free breakfast, free lunch. The guidance counselor doesn't have to report that they're sleeping out of their car as long as there's no suspect of abuse. And so these guidance counselors make sure that the children don't fall through the educational cracks. And so they have an ongoing list of these children that are in this situation. And so after meeting this little girl and seeing her school uniform and seeing what school she went to, after they left, that bothered me so much that I felt in my heart that I wanted to feed this little girl on the weekends. I knew she was getting fed during the week, but I wanted to make sure she had something to eat on the weekends. So I contacted the school and I said, I met this little girl. I don't want to know anything about her. I don't want you to share anything more. I met the family. I don't understand their situation, but it broke my heart. Because it broke my heart, I have to make a decision. I can either pretend I didn't see it and I can pretend and just walk away and say it's a huge problem, let somebody else deal with it. Or I can make a decision and say, you know what? I can feed that one girl. I don't have to feed them all, but I can feed the one. And so I contacted the school and I got a hold of the guidance counselor and I told him who I met. And the guidance counselor just patiently listened and listened and listened. And I said, I want to feed her on the weekends. Is there anybody else in your school like that? Because maybe I can feed them too. And she said, yeah, there are 40 others just like her. I went, really? There are 40 children in your school? And she said, yes. At that point, then I started to do research. And in Broward County, the numbers are a little fudgy, but the last number I had was there's about 3,000 of those children in Broward County living in those conditions. And the families, the reason they have their car is because they need to live out of it. They have cell phones because the parents are still trying to work. And there's sometimes these families are doubling up in the week-long hotels. We have school buses stopping by hotels to pick up children to go to their bus route. Anyway, it's something that our society is, I don't know that we're necessarily addressing it, and I don't understand all that is available to them, but in my heart, I wanted to feed that one girl, and now I'm up to feeding 96 of them. So I can't feed them all. I'd love to feed 3,000, but right now I'm feeding 96. That's how Friday Kids Pack starts. And the reason we call it Friday Kids Pack is because we put enough food in that little pack to go in the child's backpack. Before they leave school on Friday, that child goes to their guidance counselor with their backpack. A bag of food goes inside the backpack, and it's food that that child can eat Saturday and Sunday until they get back to school on Monday, because that was the other issue. The other issue is some of those children were not getting fed over the weekend, and they were coming to school Monday morning starving, super, super hungry, and they can't learn when they're hungry. And so the only way this child is going to get out of poverty is if they're educated. And if they can't study and they can't focus because they're hungry, that's a simple fix. We just need to feed them. And so that's all I'm trying to do is just feed the children.
And so here comes Sharon with the story that she's hearing from her friend, and you were like taken in probably with this knowledge that you learned, and you went to your office, and now your company is right in there to help.
Yes, Keller Williams, Coral Springs Parkland was more than willing and able to help. We have what they call a red day. So every May, every Keller Williams real estate office in the country closes down and they pick a charity to work with and to give back to in the community. And so in January, anybody who had a charity that they were, you know, either tied to or they just felt that we should, you know, give some concentration on, and anybody could present, and I was one of the 8 presenters in the office, and I have 3 sons, and children are near and dear to my heart, and no child should be hungry, no child should be homeless, and it breaks my heart that there are. And we as a family have made a commitment to Friday Kids Pack for many years, as well as my parents. But Keller Williams Coral Springs, there wasn't a dry eye in the room. And we invited Nancy to come in and speak to our office meeting, and where we have, you know, over 100 or so agents every Wednesday morning. And there weren't too many dry eyes after Nancy so eloquently told her story that she just told you. And we rallied behind Nancy, and I believe it was May 10th or 11th, the office closed, just like every other Keller Williams in the country closed. And between January and May, we raised over $10,000 to help Friday Kids Pack. We took food donations, and Nancy can get into the very specific non-perishable items that she puts in the kids' packs. And we put it out there on social media. We let, you know, houses of worship, we let local schools know, come on in, partner with us. If you have something, drop it off. And so on Red Day, our Keller Williams Coral Springs Parkland office, we packed, oh goodness, I think it was over 300 packs. But I know we had raised enough to take care of Kids Pack and the kids and the four schools Nancy's serving right now for about 6 weeks. And we have several agents that love to go and actually pack at Nancy's new warehouse in Coral Springs and volunteer. So there's so many ways besides raising money, doing a food drive, getting your employees, parishioners, whoever it may be. There's so many ways to plug in to help these kids. And, you know, what Nancy didn't even mention is the 3,000 homeless and hungry children in Broward County schools is kindergarten through eighth grade, correct?
Actually, to age 17.
Okay. But, you know, there could be more. So we all, if we all do a little something, we can do such a great service to try to help these kids. So, I would definitely urge and challenge any business, any worker, any school, any house of worship, anybody who has a heart for kids, do a food drive at your office or a school or church or temple. Do reach out to Nancy, and there's just so many ways to help. And Nancy, how much is it? It's $5.50.
Right. There are 12 items that go in a Friday Kids Pack bag, and those 12 items will give them two breakfasts, two lunches, two snacks. It will give them milk. It will give them juice for Saturday and Sunday. And we shop in bulk, and we're trying to get even our costs even lower, but right now it is $5.50 to feed one child on a weekend. And so that $5.50, you can blow that at any fast food restaurant easily. Not saying don't go to fast food restaurants. I'm just trying to put it in perspective. $5.50, we feed a child with that for 2 days. And so that is an ongoing, we're very conscientious on where the money goes and how we can buy it in bulk in such a way that we can feed these children and hopefully feed more. That's the goal. The goal is I would love, 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 love to be able to feed all 3,000 children. Right now, I can feed 96. And when I make that commitment to feed that child is fed the whole school year. It's not like they're going to get food this weekend and not see it next weekend. I want that child to be a little bit more food secure. And the bonus, the child goes to the guidance counselor every week. They create a relationship with the guidance counselor at the school. Okay, Nancy is not their hero. They don't know me from anybody. The bags show up. They don't know that they're coming from me. They could if they research the website and all of that. In their minds, it is their guidance counselor that is providing for their food needs. And so within that relationship, this child has somebody they can share their information. They don't have to keep their homelessness a secret from the guidance counselor. The guidance counselor is a safe spot. So the guidance counselors get to do their job even better and create those relationships. So if there's other things going on in the family, the guidance counselor can be involved. But anyway,
the
my
passion,
heart's there.
Right?
I'm sorry, can but my heart is there, and yes, I would love to be able to do this for 3,000. So,
and we could help more and more children if we had additional corporate and community support. You know, $5.50 to sponsor a child every weekend. That's a latte at someone's favorite coffee shop. You know, if we all do a little, we can do a lot together. So it just, you know, one person can become many, and then many more children could be helped.
So with that said, Nancy, tell us about, it sounds like you have a few challenges that you're creative about, but what are some of the challenges and maybe a daily basis or that you're seeing now over the holidays that we could help you with?
during the holidays, people are focused on the big Thanksgiving meals, which is great. They're focused on giving toys for Christmas. They're focused, the focus changes, and hunger, there's nothing glamorous about hunger.
And it doesn't stop.
It doesn't stop for the holidays. It continues. People love to buy gifts and toys, and I don't want anyone to stop doing that. But hunger is ongoing, and hunger is a daily thing and a daily issue for these children. And so especially during the holidays, I wish I could feed these children while they're not in school, because I don't know if they're getting fed. My avenue to them is through the public schools. And so public schools right now is my greatest partner. And I've had the public schools ask me to do this for all of their schools in Broward County. And I said, if the funding comes in, if the resources there, I won't back down from the challenge. We'll make it happen. I don't know how, but we'll make it happen. And it all starts with when there's an issue that breaks your heart. Whether you consciously decide it or not, you make a decision. I'm going to do something, or I'm going to pretend it doesn't exist. I'm going to walk away. So I want to do something.
So we're going to take a quick break, but if anyone's listening right now, just hang on there so that you can get the phone number. Maybe you can make it happen so that Nancy can add more schools to her long list. We'll be right back. Thanks so much.
Sergeant Alberto Velasco faced an uncertain future after serving his country.
At the age of 27, I was involved in a motor vehicle accident. Mentally and physically, I was just done. I don't know where I would be without paralyzed veterans.
Winston Woodard III, Paralyzed Veterans of America.
My job as a service officer is to ensure these veterans have what they need to thrive and move forward with their lives. We are there providing expertise with VA benefits, assistance, and advocacy.
Thank you, Paralyzed Veterans.
Learn more at pva.org, a public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Swimming pools can be lots of fun, but they can be dangerous too, especially for young children. Always practice simple safety steps to prevent tragedies. Fence all pools, teach kids to swim, and always watch them around water.
No horseplay.
Simple steps save lives. To learn new life-saving steps, visit poolsafely.gov. A public service message from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Hey, welcome back, nonprofit community. This is so exciting because it's so easy to help this group to get these kids fed on the weekend. Friday Kids Pack. We're here with Nancy and Sharon. We were talking about the needs that you have and wanting to grow this program, and you could feed 3,000 if you had the funds, of course. So tell us, where do we call? Let's say, all listeners, you're out there, it's the holidays. Where do we send the check? Where do we drop off the food? Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, you're more than welcome to call. Either I will answer the phone or a volunteer will be answering the phone. The phone number is 954-793-2487. If you would like to purchase items to go into our Friday Kids Pack bags, you can find the shopping list on our website, which is www.fridaykidspack.org.
And that's P like Paul, A K like kangaroo, pack.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
So Friday.
Kids.
Kids, K-I-D-S.
Pack
is P-A-K.org.
Because we want everybody to get on this website, and it's
right.
So easy.
Donations can be done on the website also. So that's an easy place to find the shopping list of the items that go in. All the items that go in are items that a child can use to feed themselves. It's simple things, Pop-Tarts, small single-serve cereals, small little fruit cups. Of course, we want to make sure these kids get their fruits and so that they've got some vegetables. Well, not vegetables, sorry.
And fruits.
I know. I love my
vegetables.
Love my vegetables, but we feed the fruits. Things like macaroni and cheese in the bowl where a child can do it themselves. Small microwavable beefaroni, spaghettios, that type of thing. Beef stews where the lid is a pop top where a child can open it up. Now, granted, it tastes better when it's warm. There's nothing wrong eating it cold, and a hungry child will be more than happy to eat it cold if they have no way in which to warm it up. But it has to be all child-friendly. Things with pop-top lids, single-serve snacks, protein bars, puddings, you know, single-serve puddings, the little Nesquik kind of milks. Of course, we love to make sure these children get their milk, the small little Nesquik milk that is shelf-stable, that does not need to be refrigerated. Hershey's has a little milk out also that is shelf-stable that does not need to be refrigerated. Those are the types of things. We have put 12 items in each bag. Those are the items, one, if we have the funds, we purchase, or two, that's the items that we ask to collect.
What about toiletries? I was thinking about
toiletries
like
is interesting. Once in a while, Once in a while, I will have a dentist that hears about this and will throw in toothpaste and toothbrush, and we will make sure that we include that into each bag. As far as toiletries that a parent would need, whether it's the toilet paper, the shampoos, things like that, those are easily picked up at regular food pantries. Sorry, mm-hmm. I'm about to cough.
I was thinking that, things like that, but I thought, you probably need more food than toiletries, but a toothbrush is a great idea, and mm-hmm. toothpaste, you can never have enough of that, or mouthwash, or...
Yeah, and actually, one of our loan officers with Supreme Lending in our Keller Williams office, his fiance, Dr. Natalie, has contacted Colgate, and so they donated several hundred toothbrushes and toothpaste for the kids. Whenever Nancy puts that in a pack, whenever she's got the space or the time with the volunteers, so I'm sure Nancy and Freddie Kids Pack would not turn away some donations like that. We could certainly put it to use. But, something very easy, especially with people's busy schedules, like Nancy said, go on to Friday Kids Pack website and you can easily make a donation. Many people, it's towards the end of the year, and, it is a 501(c) charitable organization. So when you do make a donation to Friday Kids Pack, it is 100% donation that you can write off on your taxes as well. So, every little bit can go a long way.
And probably the money might be just as helpful, because then you can use that to purchase what you really need, versus maybe items that are dropped off that aren't as usable, user-friendly, right?
We find a use, because there is always a need. So, yes.
What about the pack, the actual pack? Do you need backpacks? You're good with
right.
those?
What we do is we have white drawstring bags that fit inside a backpack. One, it keeps them clean. I have volunteers that pack those every week. Those fit perfectly inside of a backpack. We don't do the backpacks because we don't want the children to have to bring those backpacks back. That we just make sure that, and it's not in a clear see-through. It is in a white bag. So another child seeing this child with that bag does not know what's inside.
Right. Good idea.
We don't want these children to get, confidential. We don't want them to be bullied or singled out, or they're trying to keep the secret. We don't want to expose their secret. We just want to feed them.
With respect, and knowing that when they go home over the weekend, they're going to be having some nourishment to get through till Monday.
It's funny. I met a couple of adults. And those adults, when they heard about this program, they came up to me and said, back when I was a child, if your program was in existence, I would have been one of your Friday Kids Pack children. Said, want you to know, as a child that was hungry, about Wednesday, I knew that I was going to be hungry on the weekend. Said, I'm not proud of this, but I would steal lunch money from others. I would steal apples. I would take people's lunches. I would hoard food so that I knew that I had food on the weekend to eat. And they said, you're keeping children off drugs by feeding them. You're keeping them from hanging out in the wrong crowds. Because when a child is hungry, they're better off to make better decisions. They're going to make poor decisions if they're hungry. And so there's just... a lot of change can happen just by feeding a child.
Things that you didn't even think about, the residual effect of that bag. You know, you're just thinking about feeding them, but here's all these, you know, trickle-down issues that could get solved by that, what you're creating on the weekend.
It's like you're giving them hope in a bag every Friday.
Oh, how about if we could raise money to get some books maybe to put in that bag? Is that a thought and something to do over the weekend? Like, you know, like little, I don't know.
Possibly, but
down the road, not important.
Maybe down the road.
Down the road,
because
just
that means
ask.
Every single book would have to be age appropriate for
sure.
The child
more
receiving
work.
It back. Well, not so much more work. I have a single focus, and that single focus is feeding.
Yes,
I agree that they need to be able to read. I agree with all of that. My focus, is feeding.
Get them fed for the weekend.
Get them fed for the
weekend. Simple and easy.
Simple.
You know, the mission is simple, and that's why it's going to work so well.
If we can take 96 children being fed and increase how many children we can serve and help, that would be just such a wonderful thing. It's, the sad thing is there's 3,000 children, but if we can help as many as possible, then we're making a bigger and bigger impact.
And just like Nancy said, you know, there are 3,000, but we're taking care of 96, and that's awesome.
But let's do more. We can all do more.
Well, thank you so much. We're going to be there calling 954-793-2487. Thank you so much, ladies. All the best.
Thank you very, very much. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service of the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. And tune in again next week for the Forum for Nonprofits. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.